Emotional clutter makes you fat. Just as collecting clutter is tied to underlying issues, you have unhealthy eating habits that are tied to certain emotional triggers, a time or place where you overindulge, an emotion which you feed with food, a need for instant gratification or comfort, a desire to reward yourself for an achievement, a feeling that you deserve a treat after a tough day. You are in the habit of satisfying these emotions by eating things you know are bad for you, or would if you stopped to think about it. It's the same clutter weight cycle I see with physical clutter. Acknowledge your emotional clutter and find new ways to deal with it, and the fat will fall away. As the fat disappears, you'll find you have better control of the emotions. But as soon as you let your emotions, be they depression, exhaustion, anger, or joy, make your eating decisions for you, the weight will creep on, and that extra weight will lead to more depression, exhaustion, and anger, and not so much joy. I'm going to show you how to identify your trigger emotions and how to form new associations so you can break the emotional eating habit. It's time to sort through these habits and do some personal spring cleaning and some summer, fall, and winter cleaning. Time to clean up your surroundings and break the habits that steer you in the wrong direction. Your choices have consequences. Every time you pull out your credit card to buy another pair of shoes or toy or collectible, you're making a choice to bring that item into your home to add to your clutter problem. Every time you put a bite in your mouth, you are choosing to bring that piece of food into your body to add to your weight problem. Keep this in mind. Every roll of fat on your body came from something you chose to put into your mouth, and every pound that slips away is going to be because of a decision you make. One of the greatest lessons I've learned in helping people declutter their lives is that each of us is stronger than we think, and the initial commitment you make is the most difficult step towards change. This is your life. It's the only life you have. If you're not